to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hail to the Redskins.
Here we go.
Hail victory.
Week number two of preseason tonight at FedEx Field. It's the Washington Redskins versus the New York Jets. Ought to be an interesting little preseason matchup.
And
joining us here now, as he often does during football season, 12-time Emmy Award-winning Comcast Sportsnet analyst and elite long snapper, Trevor Maddich joins us. Trevor, good morning to you.
Good morning,
morning,
guys.
Trevor. First question, where do you keep all those Emmys? I mean, 12 Emmys, that's ridiculous.
They used to be in a box in a basement closet of a friend of mine here in Virginia. This offseason, I moved them to a box in a closet at my house.
Good.
Okay,
You're treating the Emmys properly. Yeah. All right.
So,
like the Grammy.
We got the Skins versus the Jets, and a lot of people are talking about how this will be a test of whether or not the Redskins have finally put together any kind of running game. Your thoughts?
Well, they'd better, because there were excuses for last year's running game, which was, I don't know, to charitably put it, they were soft.
Yeah.
In the first half, the running backs combined for 4 yards with an average of 18 inches per carry. And worse than that was the way it looked last week. The Atlanta Falcons defense were throwing blockers to the ground. They were picking up running backs and slamming them onto their backs. So, first preseason game, there's not as much hitting in training camp this year as there used to be. Now they're playing against a Jets defense that is much better against the run than Atlanta. So now's the time for that running game to show violence. They may or may not gain 5 yards a carry, but show me some proactive, positive violence.
As the Washington Post points out today in their write-up for the game, if you didn't know any better, watching Jay Gruden's press conferences this preseason, you'd think Robert Kelly was the starting quarterback. Who is this guy, and why is Jay Gruden so high on him, and should Matt Jones be concerned about his starting spot?
Matt Jones should be concerned. Robert Kelly is an undrafted rookie free agent out of Tulane, which means he's smarter than all of us combined, so we start there. Matt Jones is a massive man. He's 6'2", about 232 pounds, and I talked to general manager Scott McLuhan on the practice field at training camp about him, and he loves his physical potential. But now when you get on the field, you have to be violent.
Yeah.
A guy that size should not be slammed to the ground by safeties. You should run through the safety and then gain another 3 or 4 yards as he's dragging you down by your shoelaces. Well, he's not been doing that. And he didn't do it last year either. Robert Kelly, on the other hand, has been showing that kind of violence. He hits the hole hard in practice. And in the game last week, he showed that kind of forward lean. So Matt Jones, it's his job to lose.
Okay.
But he better be careful, because he may well have it taken from him by an undrafted free agent.
Wow.
All right. Am I correct to assume that we will not see a tremendous amount of Kirk Cousins in the game tonight?
I think we'll see more than we did
really?
Last week. Yeah, I could see him playing 3 to 4 series. They didn't score last week, the first team offense, in the drive that they were in.
Right.
They need to get a rhythm going now. In other words, they need to get different situations. They need to manage the game through those situations, and they need to get some practice actually scoring a point. So I think you might see them in there a little bit more. Now, Cousins, it might depend also on how well left tackle Ty Insecki does. Keep in mind that Pro Bowl left tackle Trent Williams didn't play last week. He's got a sore knee. He might not play this week.
Ooh.
Ty Insecki is a very good backup. But he also got Colt McCoy hit a couple of times last week with speed rushers coming around the edge. So how he does might dictate how much Cousins plays as well.
But this is also important because you've been talking about since the middle of last season about how the depth of the offensive line is so important. So considering there's so few injuries there, it's good to see that the second stringers are going to be able to get the job done too. Cousins' entire season is going to depend on that.
Right, and Ty Insecki is very predictable. You know what he does well, what he struggles with, and you can help him with that. And he is one of those guys that has shown violence with his hands in practice and in the game.
You're very violent today.
Violence is fun.
It's a big part of the game, isn't it?
In a football way.
Yes, in a football
yeah.
way.
Yeah. Okay, so look, we got Kirk Cousins. He's looking pretty good in the early preseason game. A guy comes in, doesn't cause any waves, doesn't cause any ruffles, just comes in, plays football, and is doing pretty well. I would like for you, Trevor Maddich, to compare and contrast that with another quarterback that used to be a Redskin, now plays for the Cleveland Browns, and how it's been going for him over there in Cleveland. I'm talking, of course, about Larry's bromance,
RG3. I met a buddy of mine who does radio, and he's from Cleveland. And he said, well, are you guys happy now that you don't have to talk about RG3 every day? And I said, oh, no. We still talk about RG3 every day.
But here's the reason why.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's crazy that he had a good performance in their preseason game last night, the Browns.
Yeah.
But that's not why he's in the news right now.
Yeah.
According to TMZ and other social stuff.
According to TMZ.
He apparently has filed for divorce from his wife and their one-year-old daughter. And he apparently has a new girlfriend who is a heptathlete at Florida State from Estonia. Quite a lovely young lady by all accounts. And he already, after several months, has her name tattooed, not just on his arm, but on his right forearm on the outside, first name and last name.
Well, hold on a minute. What that means is that every time the cameras are focused on RG3, as he cocks back his arm to throw, right there, is going to be his girlfriend's name.
And according to TMZ, they met on Instagram earlier this year.
Oh, man.
And the divorce filing only happened about in April. And so this is apparently they got very seriously committed very quickly for that. If you're the Cleveland Brown fans, you just got rid of Johnny Manziel. You figured you got RG3 in here, a new RG3, and there would be no drama. Well, what more drama could you have off the field?
Now this is nothing compared to Johnny Manziel. Come on.
Let me tell you, when you bring in a beautiful athlete to a married player, and they're filed for divorce, they're still married. All the things that happen, I don't know what the status of their marriage was. I don't know why the divorce was filed. I don't know. All I know is the salacious appetite of social media for all things like this is going to be just an amazing thing to watch in Cleveland.
Let me just say,
of that, by the way, happening in Washington right now.
Not right now. No.
Yeah, I don't think Kirk Cousins got a tattoo of a person.
No, although we do have a player who has decided to do a pregame live show on Fox Sports Television without telling the head coach ahead of time.
Oh, Josh Norman, but $75 million gives you leeway.
Let me just say, you said if you're a Cleveland Browns fan, what do you think of dot, dot, dot? Let me just say, as a recovering Detroit Lions fan, which is the same as being a Browns fan, but Detroit doesn't have the charm of Cleveland, if he puts a W on the board, they'll be just fine with RG3's drama, trust me.
And this Florida State heptathlete may well be the new First Lady of Cleveland.
There you go. Well, listen, you can see more of Trevor Maddich, who, but for my money, dollar for dollar, the best sports analyst out there today. His pregram show on the Comcast Sportsnet starts at 6:30 tonight.
Yeah. And if you'd like to see Trevor Maddich interacting with us in this interview, check out our Facebook page, WMALDC, as we have just been doing this live on Facebook Live.
Thanks, Trevor.
Bye, guys.